It's time for Scott Van Pelt's One Big Thing. One Big Thing. On ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
I remember watching an interview on Charlie Rose a few years back where he was talking with Bono about U2. They had just played in Madison Square Garden the night before, and Charlie Rose asked him if U2 was the best band in the world, and Bono smiled. One of my all-time favorite answers. He smiled and he said, "We were last night." I always thought that was great. It wasn't ego. It was real. That's what he thought. Well, this Saturday, I was in Madison, Wisconsin. So was Ryan, a place that several years ago I called the best college town in the United States. Now, predictably, folks in Austin, Texas, in Gainesville, Florida, and from all points, Eugene, Athens, Baton Rouge, they weighed in essentially saying, hold on a minute, Van Pelt. And the truth is, there are a ton of remarkable places across the country that could stake this claim. You know that as well as anybody. You spend your Saturdays there every week. But on this particular perfect October Saturday with temperatures in the 70s, with people wearing red in every direction that the eye could see, with brats on every grill and a hopeful feeling hanging in the air, the Badgers welcomed the number one team to Camp Randall. Now, I can never explain the feeling of the welcome that I was lucky enough to get walking past the student section before the game kicked off, but those cheers were nothing compared to the Richter scale registering roar when the Badgers take the opening kickoff back. They never trailed on a night they beat the number one team for the first time in 30 years. The rest of the night, pretty much a blur of kids storming the field and the kind of hospitality and happiness that's a uniquely Wisconsin combination. People were fired up. They demonstrated that up and down State Street as the night bled into the early morning. And it's a scene that I'm completely sure played out in 5 Point, South Carolina, the Saturday before when the Gamecocks beat Alabama. But Madison's something that's really hard to describe. It's the best part of the cliche of what makes Midwesterners so much more decent than jerks like me and Rosillo and all the rest of us from the East Coast. It's a capital city that loves its team. They were drunk with that and plenty of other things as they toppled the Buckeyes. And while there are a lot of fantastic places all across our country to spend a fall weekend, if you were to ask me today if Madison, Wisconsin is the best of all of them, I would borrow from Bono and say it was Saturday night. You and I were there. We flew home. Thanks to the folks at Marquee for getting us back in one piece. And it was really the only, if I would have been in an airport connecting yesterday, I would have been homicidal. So it was the only way we could have gotten back safely. So shout outs to our boys in the city at Marquee for making that happen. But what a place. What a remarkable place on the perfect day to be there when they took out the number one team for the first time in 30 years.
You had told me you thought it was the best college town in America.
You've never been.
And I go in with those expectations, and the place exceeded the expectations.
Really?
It's awesome. And I encourage anyone that wants to just be in a great college atmosphere, but also at the same time, the welcoming manner in which the people, I mean, I get Andy North on the sideline high-fiving me, telling me to get my mind right and get focused for the second half.
Well, that's because, you know, North's just a Badger. He's insane for the Badgers. It's a lot of fun to watch a game with a guy who's not a kid anymore, who still acts like one.
You know, we get criticized every now and then. We know what our show is, and you know our personalities at this point, but there's some listeners out there that think you and I are immature and that we need to grow up.
Nope.
And how do you guys talk about all this stuff? Fine, then call me an immature loser. But you know what happened on Saturday night? I got to be in really the capital of college football for a few hours. And yeah, it was late, but I wouldn't give it back for anything, because it was so much fun to see these streets just littered with people that aren't used to having this kind of game. I mean, it's been 30 years since they knocked off number one.
And again,
not saying they're not a good team, but
right. But the part of the fabric of who these folks are, just the idea of, thanks for coming to Madison. Thanks for saying kind things about Madison. And as I've said many times, I'm not in the false praise business. I don't say nice stuff to say nice stuff just in the spirit of doing it. I tell you what I honestly believe. And I honestly know that there are great, great college towns all over the place. And I just haven't seen any that are any better than Madison. In this particular weekend, when it was about 70, Andy said, come back next week when it's snowing, and it probably isn't that far off. But you combine the day, the night game, the number one team, and the win, and it was just...
And a private jet on the way back.
You know, the term Ground Zero almost 10 years ago became something that was associated with only awful things. But when you say Ground Zero for fun on Saturday, that was it. Madison, Wisconsin was it. And we were in the belly of the beast, and people couldn't have been any cooler. And the storyline out of that, as aside from this, is what it did to the big picture in college football. Second week in a row, number one goes down, completely upsets the apple cart for what the BCS numbers are. And I think the good news on the BCS story, Ryan, is I think people have come to the point where it used to be first numbers come out, people dramatically overreact. We understand now there will be turmoil between now and the middle of December. And I think people are take a much more of a wait and see approach. Number one, we'll be on the road again this weekend. You guys will be there for Game Day in Columbia against one of those sneaky unbeaten teams. But I don't get the sense that people are in full freak out mode yet about the BCS numbers.
No, and if you look at some of the computer numbers, I think what happens is people just dismiss it as this big formula that no one really understands. And if you have it explained to you, it's not the hardest thing to figure out. I mean, it's the average of all these computers. You drop some of the scores. Some of the computer scores are a little off because I think, believe one has a continuation from last season where they carry over six games from last year, and that goes into one of the rankings, so that can drive people nuts. But when you look at something where it says Alabama's the 12th team in the country and Missouri 6th, people see that and go, okay, I don't have time for the BCS because it doesn't make any sense. And I know Mizzou's undefeated and we'll get to see him this weekend, but I don't think there's a ton of people that would say that Bama's, you know, half as good as Mizzou.
And what that represents is if you've ever looked at a golf leaderboard where someone's played, you know, 18 holes and there's a score and there's someone who hasn't even started their round yet, you need to allow yourself time for the round to play out. Let's see where we are when everyone's finished, and then we'll be all right. To get too freaked out about where it is right now would be a mistake, and I think people understand that. But the bigger picture is 2 weeks in a row, number one goes on the road and loses, and it speaks to the fact that a lot of these teams will be challenged. Oklahoma will be, Oregon will be when they go to USC in a couple of weeks. TCU will be more than Boise State. Boise State will not be. And I do wonder, if everyone else finishes with losses and they stay perfect, will there be a spot at the table for them? And there might be.
I'm ready to make a bold prediction, and I'm not even debating Skip Bayless. I think TCU and Boise State are going to play each other in a title game.
Wow. Well, hold on a second. Let me read this. It's fall. Great time to go to Lowe's. Right now, when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card, ask for 10% off your purchase or get the next 12 months special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Experience Lowe's. Let's build something together. It's an offer that's valid through the 18th of October. You can see stores for details. It's valid only in the U.S. You really believe it's Horned Frogs and Broncos for the national championship?
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll spend more time on this when you look at the rest of the path, but I think this is the year it's going to happen.
I'll tell you this much. There aren't as many hurdles in front of them as there are in everybody else's. There's carnage waiting for the
other teams. It's number three and number five.
As we've seen.